It's hard to grab a smoke in the Himalayan kingdom of Bhutan, and it's getting harder. The government banned smoking in public places, and it's against the law to grow or import tobacco. As of January, tobacco smugglers can get 3 years in prison. Already two people are serving that sentence, including a Buddhist monk. The government of Bhutan says it's all to protect the health of the population. But many Bhutanese are wondering if this is going a little too far. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from the capital, Thimphu.
Anywhere else in the world, a pool hall or snooker parlor would likely be filled with smoke. Not here. This one is filled with Buddhist monks, and it's smoke-free. So by law are all public spaces in Bhutan. The monks here declined to comment on the fate of another monk, who's now serving a 3-year sentence for smuggling in tobacco. But out on the street in Thimphu, 18-year-old Pema Wangchuk laments how hard it's become to find a cigarette.
Sometimes we feel very desperate. So that's sometimes I feel that it's not good by banning such things, cigarette.
Ministry of Health Secretary Garud Serang thinks it's a very good thing to ban cigarettes. He says the new policy will reduce smoking, save lives, and might save the government's ability to offer free health care to all Bhutanese citizens.
So we were telling the people, unless we work together and prevent diseases, which is based on the concept of primary health care, it will not be possible for us to sustain these free health care services because the cost of health care is rising drastically. The technology involved is so high and demand of people is going high.
What's more, Tsering says, disease patterns in Bhutan are changing as the country modernizes and urbanizes, with more cases of hypertension and heart disease. He says respiratory illnesses, including tuberculosis, are already the leading cause of death in Bhutan, and smoking only makes them worse. Member of Parliament Ugun Wangdi helped shepherd through the legislation that made tobacco smuggling a felony, punishable by 3 years in prison, and he's proud of it. He says the government banned tobacco sales 6 years ago, but then smugglers were doing a roaring business, and too many Bhutanese were still smoking. He says Parliament had to toughen the penalties.
If you keep it whereby you can pay just money and get off, then there is no meaning. So that's why we thought, no, we should not allow somebody to pay a fine. If somebody is caught, they should go behind the bar. So that's why the offense is categorized as 4th-degree felony.
Not all Bhutanese see this as reasonable. Many have protested that the penalty is way too harsh. Nidrup Zangpo is editor of the English-language edition of the newspaper The Bhutan Observer.
Tobacco, it is one of the biggest debates since the start of democracy in Bhutan in 2008. People say it's draconian, and we understand why people say that. And Observer has been saying we have to look at the act once again and try to minimize the penalties.
Zangpo is not a smoker, never was. But back in his village, his parents used to use tobacco, and he says some villagers even grew it for private use. That's all gone now. Some local governments in rural areas say smoking has dropped dramatically since the ban on tobacco cultivation and sales started in 2004. They want to keep the current act in place, too. But in the capital, Thimphu, Zangpo says where there's a will to smoke, there's still a way.
And we have to admit that despite strict implementation of the act and heavy penalties, there's still a thriving black market of tobacco. There's a strong network of people working in the black market.
There's also the fact that Bhutanese who travel abroad, including just across the land border to India, are allowed to bring in up to 200 cigarettes for their own private use. They just have to pay 100% duty for Indian cigarettes and 200% for cigarettes from anywhere else. At those prices, smoking has become a guilty pleasure of the elite. I saw a couple of them light up in the leafy backyard of an official's home. Still, for all the controversy the 3-year prison sentence for cigarette smuggling has caused, Bhutan Observer editor Zangpo says he likes the ban on public smoking and on sales of tobacco.
Because my children won't have easy access to tobacco products. They're free of tobacco. We're thinking long term.
Still, the question lingers of whether such a long term in prison for those who smuggle cigarettes is really necessary for the health of the nation. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Thimphu, Bhutan.